In with the weekly feed, we have Alison at Burn. She is from BQ. Morning, Alison.
Morning, Tess.
What are we chatting about this week?
Well, we're going to chat about the delights of mascot.
Okay.
And in particular, the new areas that are popping up around the airport. So, you know, there's a mascot where along Botany Road, which is sort of the sort of suburban area, which is the older part of Mascot. But the new Mascot area is where there's the rail link that goes through. And around it, there's been incredible growth in apartments going up.
Yeah.
But underneath, there's excitement.
Oh, good.
In terms of food. What I really like to talk about this morning is going to the airport,
okay,
which is great travel. Getting away from this week, and things that you can do before you get to the airport at Mascot.
Okay.
So, and a really fantastic hack to
airport
get to
hack.
The airport,
airport
really
hack.
Cheaply,
oh,
which we've discovered.
Good, because it's like, what, $17 minimum?
Something crazy. And I can get you there for about $2.50.
You're in. This is why we've got you around, Alison.
That's right. We're not just cheesecakes on food.
Awesome.
Okay,
yeah.
So Mascot. So Taste Gallery is our current favourite in Mascot. So there's a walkway. As you come out of a train station, there's a walkway that goes down through underneath the apartments. It's called the Etherdene Walkway. And there's a Woolworths there and there's cafes and things. But there's also some great Chinese restaurants. And the one that we're in love with at the moment is called Taste Gallery.
Ooh.
And we love a noodle soup.
Yes.
but they do some really different noodle soups there. So a vegetarian one that they do is called a double mushroom and gluten soup. And so when you see gluten in a meal, what it is it's like a fake meat lookalike. So it's like a spongy piece of food.
Okay.
But it's made from flour. And so it's like you. The pure gluten. So if you're gluten intolerant, obviously.
It's not for you.
Not for you, because this is the essence of gluten. So when you actually make it from flour, and so you soak flour and you actually wash away a large portion of it, and you're left with this spongy, springy stuff. And it's actually really delicious, because what it does is it's like a sponge and it soaks up all of the flavour in the soup. So when you bite into it, it's like a piece of tofu or a mushroom.
I was just about to say, I'm picturing something like tofu.
Yeah, it's like that. It has that same work to it that, you know, you lift it up in a spoon and you take a bite and it just sort of explodes in all its juiciness.
Yum.
In your mouth, which is really delicious. So this soup is really lovely. It's a light broth, really good noodles and loads of lovely mushrooms and pieces of this gluten in it. So we love that one. The other one, I'm just probably going to the other extreme, is a spicy intestine noodle.
Okay.
So if you want to have a go of intestines, it's a good place to start is probably like a really chilly, spicy soup, because they can vary in flavour depending on how they're prepared. So sometimes they can taste sort of awfully, and that by that has different connotations to different people, like a really strong flavour, and that is not something some people like. But when you mix it in with chili oil and a good broth, it really hides it a little bit, not too much, but just enough to cut it. So if you want to sort of try it as a first go, try it with something really, really spicy. But that's a really excellent flavour bomb of a soup.
Yum.
You know, you get the chili broth and these little pieces of intestine, just really, they're chewy, but they're not like grinding your teeth like for ages sort of chewy, but they're enough to keep you going.
Okay.
So they're really great. And if you don't feel like a noodle soup, which sometimes, believe it or not, we don't, there's a dish that they have a lot of great meal deals. So you get rice and a stir fry and a little bowl of soup. And in fact, the little bowl of soup, often that's, you know, a little bit like dishwater when you get that in a lot of places. It's sort of like a second thought, I think. But this is actually really, really good, the broth that they use here. But we recommend something that's called fish-flavoured pork.
Fish-flavoured pork.
Which doesn't have any fish in it.
I was going to say, is that exactly what it sounds like?
No. Well, it's a flavour of fish.
Okay.
So it's a Sichuan style of cooking that gives the pork a fishy flavour, but there's no actual fish involved in it. But it's like sort of sweet and soury with a little saltiness and a little edge of fishiness to it. But yeah, so that's something really, really good. If you're not in the noodle soup way, then you can try something like that. So it's a lovely kind of canteen style vibe. You go in, you order at the counter, you can see the lovely uncles out the back chopping and madly pulling noodles and doing different things. And yeah, it's really simple and sit down and it's a great place to, if you're going away on a trip, go into Mascot first, eat there, and then go to the airport.
Okay.
So that's kind of our real tip. So, but you can do other things too. You can get a pork roll there at Mascot. So there's destination roll. So you can get a pork roll. There's Thai places. There's a Woolworths. So you can even get some groceries if you want to, you know, buy a packet of lollies or something to take onto the plane. So all within sort of walking distance to the airport. So that's option one if you want to hack. The cheapest hack possible. Get off at Mascot train station.
And walk.
Okay. Walk to the airport. So there's a pathway and you can walk down. It's really, really busy road. So if you're carrying luggage or something like that, probably not a great idea. But if you do have luggage, get off at Mascot train station, walk out and get the bus. And you can get a 400 or a 420, I think it is. And it actually goes to the train station. I'm sorry, the airport.
Okay.
From the train station to the airport. So, and it's, you know, on the transfer, on the Opal card.
Get the transfer.
Yeah, yes. You get the transfer. Love the transfer.
Love it.
So it doesn't actually cost you too much more. So it's really, really cheap way to get from Mascot Station to the airport and avoid the
bonus. $17, $18
huge thing that you have to pay. Now, the other interesting thing I found the other day, I'm sorry, this is really segued into a transport thing, but the train, when it goes from the airport from Mascot, if you live in Newtown, which is where we live, the train actually loops around City Circle and then goes to Newtown.
Oh, so you can just stay on it.
You can just stay on the train. It doesn't say it up on the board, that it just says it's going to go to City Circle and it's going to go to Circular Quay. But if you stay on it, it goes around to the airport. And the same if you get on at Newtown, it goes around the City Circle and it goes to the airport.
Oh, my God. Perfect. Done.
I know. It's a secret. Nobody knows because they don't display it up on the board.
They want to make life harder for you.
They do. So just a tip, just check just before it goes around the loop that it is actually going to the airport.
Yes.
But, you know, we've discovered this recently, like when we've gone to the airport and you don't have to get off and change.
Even
you do have to go on an extra ride around.
Well, you get the scenic route.
Yeah, the Circular Quay view is always lovely. But yeah, if you've got luggage and stuff like that, you don't have to move.
So what was the name of the Mascot restaurant again?
That's important, isn't it? Taste Gallery.
Taste Gallery. There we go.
Yeah, so that's we recommend going there, have a feed before you get on the plane or pick up something else to eat there on the cheap.
And where can we find out more?
At b-kyu.com.
Thanks so much, Alison.
Thanks, Tess.
Alison Byrne from VQ with the weekly feed. There you go, giving you some hot tips on how to get to the airport, especially with Easter coming up.